Democrat Dean Phillips suspends presidential campaign, endorses man of decency and integrity Joe Biden. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on March 6, 2024. Democrat Representative Dean Phillips, DMN, formally suspended his presidential campaign on Wednesday after a string of Super Tuesday losses. Phillips confirmed his decision to drop out of the race on the Democrat side during an appearance on WCCO radio, telling the outlet, "I am going to suspend my campaign, and I will be, right now, endorsing President Biden." The congressman also wrote a lengthy post on X, which he used to praise President Joe Biden. That in itself is not surprising, as he also praised Biden when he initially announced his run for office, asserting that the 81-year-old has done a spectacular job for our country. "In 2011, I hosted then-VP Biden at my home. Most notable was his empathy and kindness to my daughters and the catering staff, with whom he sat and had ice cream, surprise, surprise. His decency and wisdom were rarities in politics then, and even more so today. Over a decade later, the only thing that has changed is time, which slows all of us down a bit, including presidents." Phillips said he originally ran for Congress to resist Donald Trump, and he ran for president to resist Donald Trump again, because Americans were demanding an alternative, and democracy demands options. "But it is clear that alternative is not me. And it is clear that Joe Biden is our candidate and our opportunity to demonstrate what type of country America is and intends to be," Phillips continued. "To all who supported my effort, thank you. We will continue the important work to ensure a more responsive, democratic, and generationally diverse political system. But today, in light of the stark reality we face, I ask you join me in mobilizing, energizing, and doing everything you can to help keep a man of decency and integrity in the White House. That's Joe Biden. Let's use invitation, not confrontation, to welcome Haley supporters, Trump supporters, and uncommitted supporters to get this done. It's our calling, it's our legacy, and it's our time. Onward with joy and patriotism." The announcement comes after Phillips failed to garner a single win in the primary blitz that took place Tuesday. Congratulations to Joe Biden, uncommitted, Marianne Williamson, and Nikki Haley for demonstrating more appeal to Democratic Party loyalists than me, Phillips wrote on social media Tuesday evening as results rolled in. In November, Phillips announced that he would not seek re-election for his House seat, either. "My journey to public service began the morning after the 2016 election when I faced the reality that democracy requires participation, not observation," Phillips said in his statement at the time, adding, "After three terms, it is time to pass the torch." Related, Dem Rep. Phillips, "I voted for Biden's policies, but we have inflation, border crises, crime in cities, and chaos. This further solidifies Biden's certain path to the Democrat nomination despite a large number of uncommitted voters siding against him in various states." On the flip side, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, R., formally dropped out of the race, essentially solidifying former President Donald Trump as the presumptive Republican nominee. However, unlike Phillips, who endorsed his competitor, Haley did not endorse Trump. "In all likelihood, Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee when our party convention meets in July," she said. "I congratulate him and wish him well. I wish anyone well who would be America's president. Our country is too precious to let our differences divide us," she continued, later adding that it is now up to Donald Trump to earn the votes of those in our party and beyond it who did not support him.